Here's what happened. We had reporters from the New York Times, Risen and Luckblaw, and a reporter from the Washington Post, Dana Priest, took classified information, secret information, published it in their newspapers against the wishes of the president, against the request of the president and others that they not release it. They not only released it, they publicized it. They put it on the front page, and it damaged us. It hurt us. How do we know it damaged us? Well, you reveal the existence of the surveillance program, so people are going to stop making calls since they're now aware of this. They're going to adjust their behavior. On the secret sites, the CIA sites, we embarrassed our allies who were hospitable enough to offer up their countries for these sites. We probably closed up other possibilities for doing this in other places. And by our own admission, Dana Priest said the story's boomeranging around Europe. And so it hurt us there. And, of course, led more and more people to condemn the CIA, makes it harder for them to do their work. As a result, are they punished? Are they in shame? Are they embarrassed? Are they arrested? No, they win Pulitzer Prizes. They win Pulitzer Prizes. I don't think what they did is worthy of an award. I think what they did is worthy of jail. And I think this investigation needs to go forward. Now, just to show you, I am not opposed to Pulitzer Prizes. I'm not opposed to Pulitzer Prizes to liberals. I'm not opposed to Pulitzer Prizes to liberals at the New York Times. They gave a Pulitzer Prize to Nick Kristof for his reporting on Darfur, Sudan. You know what I think of that? Well-deserved. Well-deserved. I'll have him on this daggone show. He's a liberal. I'll have him on the daggone show because he deserves it, because he's done a great job on this. But these people who reveal our secrets, who hurt our war effort, who hurt the effort of our CIA, Porter Goss, who hurt the efforts of the president's people, they shouldn't be given prizes and awards for this. They shouldn't be given prizes and awards for this. They should be looked into. And the Espionage Act, investigation of these leaks. I'm telling you, I'm hot. I want you to write Bill Keller, the New York Times. I want you to write Len Downey. You can read Howard Kurtz in the Washington Post. Make your own decision whether you want to write to him or not. It's in the Washington Post today. Keller's address and Downey's address are up on our website.